Now you'll notice, with the drums that Amo and I have, we've added two more parts to the music. So what we have here is a five-part polyrhythm being played by three musicians. It's a fairly complex musical accomplishment, and while talking to a group of people. But what makes it work? It's everything we're talking about today. It's communication, it's teamwork, it's focus, it's collaboration. I should introduce you to these drums. So the drums that Amo and I have are the same type that you have, and these are called djembes. In our metaphor, the djembes have two roles. The first is collaboration, and the second is innovation. So when the djembe is in collaboration mode, it plays a very kind of supportive and repetitive pattern, like we're doing here. And when it's in innovation mode, the djembe improvises or plays a solo. Would you like to hear a solo? Would you like to hear a solo? Amo! Ready, go! So let's learn how to play. I invite you to grab your djembe and bring it kind of close to you. A couple of the basics about playing djembe first. I will suggest before we play, if you have on any rings, watches, jewelry, that kind of stuff, I would suggest you take that before we play so you don't hurt your hands, your drum, or your jewelry. Especially if you have the expensive stuff, if you just pass it towards the center, please. Don't forget to put your wedding rings on before you go home, huh? What happens in St. Pete stays in St. Pete. Okay, so when we play the djembe seated, what we want to do is tilt the top of the drum slightly away from us. So if you had a ball on the front of your drum, it would roll away from you. And then you can squeeze it with your knees or cross your feet in front of it. And that's how we hold the drum. So on the djembe, we're going to learn two sounds this morning, two notes. There are more than two, but we'll work with two today. The first is called the bass. So to play the bass, I'm going to invite you to hold your hand flat like this. And I'm going to say one, two, three, four. And after four, we're going to play one note right in the center. If we don't play in the center, we don't get the bass. So here we go. After four, one bass note together. One, two, three, four. All right. Okay. After four. Right, after four, yes. For the mathematically inclined, sometimes we even call that five. So, here we go. One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Other hand, four. Two, three, four. Back and forth, four, four, four. Four, you got it. There you go. That's the bass note. Well done. Will you give us the eighth notes on the, there you go, on the rim? Yes. All right. Are you ready for a challenge? Yeah. First challenge of the morning. We're gonna see if we can stop together. Love your sense of humor. So here's how we're going to set it up. I'm going to count backwards from five, and we're going to stop on one. So one is the last note. Right. For the mathematically inclined. Here we go. Get ready. Here we go. And five, four, three, two, and... Oh, all right. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes. We're off to a good start. The hangovers are quickly fading away. So that's the bass note. The second sound we're going to learn this morning is called the tone. So to play the tone, I'm going to invite you to put these four fingers together, put your thumb out to the side, and if you would for a moment, just rest your hand halfway on the djembe like this. This is how we play the tone, hand halfway on. So let's do the same thing after four.
On five.
Let's do one tone. So here we go, one tone after four. One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Other hand, four. Back and forth, four, 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 four. Yes, nice, you got it. Uh-huh, well done, well done. You think we can stop together again? All right, get ready, here we go. And five, four, three, two, and... Oh, man. We're going to take this show on the road. Let's go on tour together. All right. So I think maybe we should make it a little more challenging. For me personally, one of the things I love about the world of djembe and dunin music is the musical element of call and response. Call and response. And so I would like to invite you to do a little call and response with us. And of course, there's lots of great professional metaphors in the idea of call and response. So here's how we're going to set this up. We're going to let Will get started first. Once Will's going, I'm going to play a pattern on my djembe, and I'm going to invite you to repeat the same pattern back. So for example, let's say Will's playing, and I play bass, 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 bass. You would play?
Bass, 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 bass.
So you think you're going to be good at this. He's like,
no, I actually don't think I'm gonna.
Let's give it a try. Let's let Will get started first. All right, here I go. I'll play and I'll point to you and then you repeat it back. So here I go. Exactly, you got it, well done. Okay, I'm gonna go again and I'm gonna change the pattern this time. New pattern, right? I'll point to you and you go. So here I go. Let's take a minute to debrief that success. That was really a lot to accomplish. If you think about it, 10 minutes ago, you didn't know bass, you didn't know tone. We learned that, we did call and response. We started and stopped together, starting on five, ending on one. Let's Let me ask you this question. If we had to look at this list right here, let's take a look at this list. If you had to pick one of these professional skills that you think was the most important in accomplishing all that success, which one would you pick? Yes, what do you think?
Listening.
Really, really important, right?
Communication,
yes. Emotional intelligence, that's interesting. How did you see emotional intelligence come to play?
Well, that's the base of compassion, of understanding, of listening, being able to know your own emotions and deal with them and communicate them well and express needs and boundaries and go on and on.
Wow, are you a social worker? That's amazing, thank you. Yes, awesome. What else did you hear? Yes.
I became confident because at first I kept looking at everyone else to make sure I was doing it right.
Yeah.
Eventually I was like, screw it, I don't care.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Any other skills that you saw come into play?
Coaching.
Positive mindset.
Coaching, positive mindset. Yeah, yeah.
Leadership.
Leadership, good leadership. Any other ones?
Time management.
Yeah, yeah. I heard someone say coping with change. Yeah, coping with change. And think about it, in the travel industry, change is always happening. Change is the only thing that's always happening. Nothing ever stays the same. So yeah, to be able to deal with change, very, very important skill. Well, I have to tell you guys, that was very, very, very well done. I think we have everything we need at this time to start learning the piece of music we're gonna put together this morning. We have bass, we have tone, we can do call and response, we can collaborate together. So let's start to put together our piece of music. We're going to begin with the basic pattern on the djembe that serves as the foundation for the whole piece. And I'm going to demonstrate it for you. You don't have to copy back. I'll just play to give you a sense of how it sounds. So it goes like this. One, two, three, four. So we have two bass notes and four tones. One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, one, two, three, four. Would you like to try that together? You want to give that a shot? Yes. Well done. Nice. That sounds good. That sounds good. Can you stay with Amo and I if Will does something else? Can you stay with us? All right, let's try. Come on, Will. Yes. Nice work. Good job, good job. Okay. Can you keep going if we stop? Can you keep going? All right, let's try. Oh, yes, nice work. All right, can you keep going if we do something else? Can you keep going? All right, let's try. I love it. I love it. I knew there's always been a reason why the travel industry was my favorite industry. Give yourselves another round of applause. Now, I do have to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, as well as we just played that piece of music, and as well as we embodied all of these skills right here, in West Africa, the musicians there would never play like that. Why? Because they never start with a one and a two and a three. And they never stop with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There is, in fact, in the world of this music, a whole system of communication, just as we have systems of communication in the workplace. So I'm going to suggest, let's layer in the element of communication. We're going to add that to our music. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn how to start and stop the music, not by communicating here, but by communicating here. So we're going to learn a signal, a phrase. This phrase is called the break. And the break is going to tell us when to start and stop the rhythm. So I'm going to play the break for you, just so you get a sense of what it sounds like. You don't have to copy it back. So this is the break, our signal to start and stop. It sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll do it again. 3, 4. Now this time, when I play the break, I'm going to invite you to respond back with one bass note. So to demonstrate the timing, I'm going to play the break. Will and Amo are going to play the bass note. So it would sound like this. Check it out. Okay, let's try it together. So I'll play the break, you do the bass note. Here we go. One bass note. Yes, that's it. Let's try again. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. Okay, now with the break, we have to do two things. We have to start the music and stop the music. Let's do one thing at a time. Let's go for the start first. So here's how we're going to set this up. When I play the break, I'm going to invite you to respond back with that same one bass note. And now use that as the first bass note of the rhythm we played a moment ago and keep the pattern going. All right, so when I play da 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 da, bass, bass, tone, 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 bass, bass, tone, 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 and we've begun the music. Oh man, all the smiles just completely went away. Did you see that? All of them were just swoop gone. Okay, would you like a demonstration?
Yes.
Okay. Amo, do you mind playing bass, bass, tone, tone, tone? All right, Amo is gonna do your job for you. So I'm gonna play the break, he's gonna start the music, and because we're just learning, at the end I'll say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for the stop. Easy way. Okay, check it out. Now look at all the smiles. You see they're back again. There they are. All right. Bass, bass, tone, 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 bass. And we're into the music, just like that. And this time we'll say 5, 4, 3, 2, boom, and we'll stop. Oh, enthusiastic audience. I love it. 5, 4, 3, 2. I love it. All right, all right, all right. I love you guys. You can totally come on tour with us. Okay, so let's try. I'm gonna play the break, and everybody together, we go right into the rhythm. Bass, bass, tone, 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 bass. And this time at the end, I'll say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because we didn't learn how to stop with the break yet. Everybody with me? Okay, now it's like half smiles. That's better than before. Here we go. Yes! Exactly! Well done, well done. All right, get ready. Get ready. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and. Yeah, there it is. Good start. Okay, so now we have to stop with the break.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here's how we're gonna set this up. On the first break, we start the music. We play, we play, we play, we play. When we get to the end, I'll play the break for us to stop, and the goal is this. Don't stop when I begin the break. Stop when I get to the end of the break. Right, so for a split second, we're doing two different things. You're playing the rhythm, I'm playing the break, but we still stop together. Right, it's like at work, we might know a change is coming. We can't stop doing our jobs, and still we have to execute together. I can tell you'd like a demonstration. Okay, here we go. So starting and stopping on the break. Bass, bass, tone, 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 tone. That's the start. Watch when I play the stopping break. Watch how Amo goes through the break, and we stop together at the end. Check it out. Okay, are we ready? As we do this, can we also invite Will to play his own part? Yeah? So we just jump right into the deep end of the pool here? Yeah. Yeah. It is a friendly crowd. They like you, man. All right. Okay, everybody ready? Here we go. Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Yes. Not bad, not bad. Let's practice. Let's do like this. I'll play the break and we go. I play the break, we stop. As soon as we stop, I'll play the break and we start, stop, start, stop. Let's practice a few times. This is a little tricky. You need alcohol. Drinking and drumming. We've It's almost as dangerous as drinking and driving. Almost. Okay, here we go. Start, stop, start, stop. Yes. Nice start. You got it. You got it. Get ready. Here we go. Give yourselves a round of applause. There it is. I love it. Okay, I can tell this is too easy for you. Let's add one more element to the music. We're gonna add an intro. The intro is gonna come before we get to the rhythm, and the intro is call and response, but it's not how we did call and response earlier, where we copy each other exactly. We're gonna memorize a little sequence. Now, fortunately for us, the intro starts with the break. So when I play the break, the first response in the intro is two quick bass notes. So we're gonna demonstrate. I'm gonna do the break and the first response, the two bass notes of the intro. So check it out, it sounds like this. Oh, we'll go right into the intro. See, everyone can work on their communication. Here we go. Okay, let's try that together. Break, two bass notes. Here we go. Yeah, good. They're kind of quick. One more time. Yes. Now, after your two bass notes, I'm going to play three notes very quickly. And I'm going to invite you to play two more bass notes back. So it's going to go break, two, three, two. We'll demonstrate. Here we go. Oh, perfect on the first try, huh? Okay, after your second two, I'm gonna play three notes again, and this time I invite you to respond back with five. Dun, dun, dun. The math is really hard. So it's break, two, three, two, three, five. We'll demonstrate. It sounds like this. One, two. Let's try. Here we go. Okay, not bad. At the end, it's only five. Only five. So, if you just did six, don't worry. Next time, do four. So here we go, one more time. 2, 2, 5. Get ready. Oh, there it is. Okay. Now, at the end of the intro, there's like the little cherry on top of the sundae. So we're going to demonstrate the whole intro, the two, the five, and the little cherry on top at the end. So it sounds like this. Hey!
All right.
Are you ready? Here we go. Hey! I love it. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes. Very well done. Okay, here we go. Final run of the music. We're gonna take everything that we've done this morning and we're gonna put it together in this last arrangement. So here's our arrangement. This is what we're gonna do. On the first break, we start with the intro. 2, 2, 5, hey. As soon as we get to hey, I'm gonna play the break again and we go to the rhythm. Bass, bass, ton, 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 bass. So the transition is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hey, da, 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 bass, bass, ton, 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 ton. We're into the rhythm. Everybody good with that so far? Okay, once we're into the rhythm, we're gonna do start, stop, start, stop, like we did earlier, where I play the break, we start, stop, start, stop. Okay, so now we have intro, rhythm, start, stop, start, stop. Everybody good so far? Okay. After, I heard an evil laugh back there. Bwah, It's a man after my own heart. Okay, after start, stop, start, stop, we're gonna divide in two. Half and half. And when we're in halves, I'm gonna throw some changes at you on the fly without telling you what's gonna happen in advance, because that never happens in the travel industry. And we'll just navigate some change as we go. So we have intro, rhythm, start, stop, half, half. Everybody ready? All right.
She's like, no, I'm not actually ready.
I'm sorry, Jordy has already locked the doors. There's no escape. Okay, so remember intro first. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey. All right, here we go. Hey! Nice work! Yes, yes. Good job, good job. Very well done. Perfect! this side. Can we clap for this side over here? Let's give them a round of applause. Bravo! You sound good. Yes. Well done. Nice. Keep going. Keep going. Everybody ready? Wow. We're going to New York City. Wow. Well, I want to say on behalf of Amo and Will and myself, thank you so much. This has been such a great time. I'm going to ask you, if you'd like, to look in the ropes of your drum. You're going to see a card there. That card is a gift for you. It has a bunch of inspirational quotes. The small orange and white card. This is for you to take away some of the energy, some of the feeling of what we did here this morning. And I'll leave you with the words of one of our teachers, a famous master drummer from West Africa named Mamadi Keita. He says that the drums don't see our age, the drums don't see our gender, and the drums don't see our color. He says what the drums see is our hearts. So thank you so much for sharing your hearts with us this morning. We wish you a wonderful rest of the conference. Give yourselves a round of applause. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Let's get a round of applause for Will. Will Radenauer on the dudun. Amo Damas on the djembe. My name is Bill Scheid, and we are Sewa Beats. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Hello, hello. So, weren't they amazing?
Thank you.
Big applause. Thank you. Thank you so much for energizing this morning. We are all ready.
Thank you, Jordi.
So we have a lot of great speakers later. We are not gonna take an official break. So what we're gonna ask you is to take your drum and take it to that door over there. And then you'll do a loop. And then you'll come back out, get some water, and just sit down back again. And then we'll keep going. All right? Thank you.